Is this thing on for a third time? Okay, friends, we have finished our first unit tag. We're into our second, but we're looking back on that first one. That first one is all about national parks. Camp Interdependence. What were some things in that unit that you will remember fondly, you really like doing? Chase.
I love the blanket challenge.
The blanket challenge. You want to tell a little bit about it? What did you have to do?
We had to flip a blanket over without getting off, and we had to stand on the blanket without getting off of it and try to flip it over to the other side.
Okay. Was your cabin successful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice, nice. Jack, what will you remember fondly?
The pen challenge.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the pen challenge.
So your whole entire group attaches a rubber band to a pencil, and then you try to write shapes. And
how did it go?
It was well.
It went well. It was kind of comical, right?
Yes.
We tried our best, right?
Yes.
But it was good. And you had to work together.
Yes.
All right. And Roxy.
It was mainly getting to prep for the podcast and getting to research about.
Awesome. So you really liked learning about your national park.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Good morning, listeners. Miss Fergali here, back with another episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. We are back with episode 2 of our third season of this podcast. And last week, we got another awesome teacher, Miss Robertson, on our show for a wonderful third season. And this episode will feature a third fabulous fourth grade teacher. Do you want to introduce yourself, fabulous other fourth grade teacher?
Hi, everybody. My name is Miss Hanks, and I'm excited for this podcast.
Yay. And so addition, 3 teachers and 3 awesome kiddos on our show today. Awesome kiddos. Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Yay. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the listeners your name one at a time. All right. Speaker 1.
Jack.
Woohoo. It's Jack. Speaker 2.
Chase.
Yay. It's Chase. And speaker 3.
Roxy.
We got Roxy. And they are so excited to be here and tell you all about the national park that they work so hard to study. And so we're going to get right to our questions so they can share all of their knowledge with you. All right. Question 1. What is the name of your park?
Joshua Tree National Park.
Yay, Joshua Tree National Park.
When and how was your park founded?
It was founded in 2012, November 28th.
Where is Joshua Tree National Park?
California.
Wonderful. It's in California. And what kind of plants would we find at your park if we visited, Jack?
Joshua trees, willow cactuses, teddy bear cholas, desert fan palm, and a wait-a-minute bush.
A wait-a-minute bush. I almost feel like I need to wait a minute and go learn more about this wait-a-minute bush, right?
Yep.
Okay. But we're not going to. We're going to continue on, okay? Yep. All right.
And what kind of animals will you find at your park?
Pocket mice, kangaroo rats, pocket gophers, and weasels.
Roxy, what are some of the landforms there, the natural features?
The elevations ranging from 900 feet to 5,000 feet over sea level. There are also sand dunes, dry lakes, and flat valleys.
Wonderful. All right. And Jack, what is the weather and climate of your park?
It's sweltering in the summer and it's dry and mostly clear around.
What are some problems at your park, Chase?
The problems are there's air pollution. Over 1 million Joshua trees were killed in August 2020.
That's a lot of trees.
Roxy, how long would it take us to get there from where we live in Roswell?
By car, it would take 30 hours. By bike, it would take 183 hours. It would be faster on a plane.
Makes sense. That is like commitment if you're biking all the way from here to Joshua Tree. Man, what an adventure. All right. Now, Jack, let's share a piece of some tourist information. Like if we went there, what would be on our to-do list?
Admire epic Joshua trees.
Okay.
Admire Arrow Rock. Also the Wall Street Mill. Barker Dam. Cottonwood Springs Oasis. Skull Rock. And Chola Cactus Garden.
I'd like to go there.
And why would someone want to visit your park?
They could have a petting zoo with one of each animal and you can pet it 3 times.
Even like the little pocket animals? Isn't there like a pocket
kangaroo?
Pocket kangaroo. I love this idea. That'd be so cute.
Would you try to put them in your pocket?
No.
A pocket in your pocket?
I would.
You're stealing them.
Roxy, any other reasons we want to visit Joshua Tree?
The views are breathtaking and the wildlife is diverse, meaning lots of different kinds.
Wonderful. Well, I feel like you guys did a wonderful job sharing all about Joshua Tree today. I thank you so much for taking the time, and I know our listeners are going to love to hear your voices. All right, so that is all we have for today. So everyone say bye.
Bye. Bye.